Melbourne strategic plan, we just heard from Gary Peart. I want to know what you think about all that, because obviously clubs, they get criticised when they don't tell people what they're going to do. Then they get criticised when they do tell people what they're going to do. It's a strategic plan for the next 4 years. What do you think, having listened to Gary Peart, is that, is it too ambitious? Is it not ambitious enough? Is it detailed enough for you? What do you feel as a Melbourne person?
No, what I like is to be to be able to hold administrations or businesses to account. And if you don't put it out there, then how do you know? So from that point of view, I like it. I understand Cheryl and I understand all these other people who have said, you know, if this has been going on for 30 years and all these comments that are coming through off the text, I totally get, right? Too much talk, not enough action, This is what happened, though, when Richmond did theirs.
It did.
You know,
it has to start somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you're sort of damned if you do and damned if you don't. And because Melbourne have been largely unsuccessful for such a long period of time, then you can just wipe this off. But, hey, put it out there and then be held to account by it. So there's some really, you know, easy measurables there. 75,000 members, reduced debt, finals every year. So I'd rather it be out there than not.
Okay. The coach in all of this.
Yep.
Okay. He has to deliver. Whatever you, I mean, the club do what they have to do. The administration do what they have to do. He will be solely responsible for delivering success on the field or not. And I'm talking about Simon Goodwin, right?
Yep.
Is it doing this and saying, okay, we want to finish in the finals next 4 years. What sort of pressure does that apply to somebody who's a relatively young, inexperienced coach still?
I don't think it puts any more pressure on him. I don't think because I think he's under a lot of pressure anyway. He's under pressure to get it right, you know, from what they've all stated, and Gary Peart just said it again, that they got the preseason wrong and that the training load was wrong and they got, you know, the preparation. So he's under enormous pressure, Goody, anyway, coming into this season. I don't think this adds to that pressure.
How many more years is he signed to coach Melbourne for now?
I think another – he's re-signed after the successful period.
Right.
The successful period.
So he will come out of contract at some stage during this next four-year period. Would that be right?
Final successful year. So I think we'll find out for sure. I think he'd probably have another two or three. So
I think people sometimes miss the point about how important it is for Melbourne to be able to establish a proper base where the football club is seen.
Oh, yeah, that's been a millstone around the neck since I've been involved with this footy club.
And I think it is important. I mean, a lot of people think, how's that important? I mean, you've got your administration over here, you've got your football club and your players over here, but there has been that sort of disconnect over a long, long period of time for Melbourne Football
Club. Oh, yeah, so when I got there in 84, we were all at the MCG.
Yeah.
Like the seniors, the seconds and the under-19s, and the administration office was at Jolimont Terrace, which was 150 metres from the MCG.
Yeah.
Right? So it was all together. And then halfway through 1984 or 5, we moved down to the junction.
Yeah.
But the footy administration came, but the rest of the administration stayed at the MCG, and it's been like that ever since.
So a young player comes into your
social club, nowhere to go.
No. So a young player comes into your club, and they look at all the premierships that are up there on the wall,
12.
And the cups and that type of thing, 12 of those. And you're told as a young player, you're part of this great Melbourne football club. And then you look around at the circumstances that you've landed yourself in and the surrounds, and you think, well, what's great about this?
Yeah. And it wasn't even
like, I can't touch or feel that history and success of the football club. There's nothing here that demonstrates to me that I'm part of a big, powerful, successful football
and
club.
And you know what? I'd imagine this was the case at Essendon or even North Melbourne, who never had great facilities. But the players, older players, had somewhere to go.
They were all still together, though.
Yeah, you could go and celebrate the win or the loss at a social place or back at the Essendon Social Club or back at the St Kilda Social Club. There was nothing like that from a Melbourne point of view. But anyway,
so do you feel? I just want to ask another question about this because I think it's important as to where Melbourne are now and where they want to go. Do you think that this is some form of a line in the sand for the Melbourne?
I know how hard they're working at getting this facility. I know that that's been on the agenda for a period of time, and it's just not an easy thing to do because they want to stay within the MCG precinct, and you know how hard it is to find those facilities. But having spoken to Purdy, I think that's one thing that we can pretty safely say is in the process of taking place, and it'll take some time, but I think they're pretty confident they'll get that facility.
This is off the speckled text. How will they be held to account?
Well, they've said four finals, play finals every year for 4 years, an AFL premiership in the men's and the women's in that four-year period, 75,000 members, hit 75,000 members, so that's an easy measurable.
Is that achievable, the 75,000?
Well, I think so.
Everyone laughed at Richmond when they talked about the numbers that they were projecting.
Well, they're 52,000 now, so, I mean, if you're serious, then, yeah, I think that's an achievable thing.
That's a huge improvement, though, on
where they
are now.
They want to eliminate debt. So, I mean, all those things, that's how you measure it. Mm. I can measure that from afar. You ring them up and say, have you eliminated your debt yet? How many members have you got? So they're the measurables.
And people like Gary Pert, they put themselves on notice, don't they? When you publicly utter what he has this morning and you go out there and you sell your strategic plan for the next 4 years, you don't achieve that, then other people are going to hold you account for your lack of success if you don't achieve that.